Papua New Guinea Prime Minister James Marape has become the first Pacific leader to address Australia's parliament. His visit follows deadly riots in his home capital of Port Moresby. In a speech to parliament, Mr. Marape says democracy remains vital in PNG ever since it gained independence from Australia in 1975. He says he hopes Australia will continue to support its closest neighbour.
I ask you, do not give up on Papua New Guinea. We have always bounced back from our low moments, and we will continue to grow, learning from every low moments and every high moments. We learn from past experiences. In this regard, I want to indicate to this House, we are making structural reforms and trying our best to improve our public sector efficiency to carry the country for the next 50 years.
Mr. Marape is in Australia for a second time after a visit in December, where a bilateral security agreement was signed, which included $200 million to help train PNG police. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australia and PNG have a strong relationship, and that should continue.
PNG is a very important partner in the Pacific, very important part of our Pacific family, but more importantly than that, I think this is a profoundly important day. This is a day in which we really elevate our relationship with the Pacific. Prime Minister Marape is the first Pacific leader to speak to our national parliament, just as Prime Minister Albanese was the first Australian Prime Minister to speak to the Papua New Guinean parliament. And that says something about who we are to each other.